From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you. It's a Monday, so Steve Ryman lets me sit down here and have a good time talking with today is Alex Schroeder. He is the discipleship pastor with Desert Springs Church, and he has a big event, the Claris Theology Conference, coming up October 20th through the 22nd. Alex, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, great, and Claris has been around for a while. You haven't had one for since 2019.
That's great.
I kind of want to start right away with, why don't you just tell us the details of the conference?
Yeah, yeah. So Claris is a conference that is always on a weekend. We begin Friday evening. So this year we're beginning October 20th. Mm-hmm. And we'll start Friday evening. We'll have two sessions that evening with our two speakers. And then all day Saturday, we take a break for lunch. We're normally done around dinner time. And then we have one of those speakers preach for us on Sunday morning. So in total, over that Friday through Sunday, we have eight kind of teaching, worship slots with breaks in between for checking out store, fellowshipping with other believers, and things like that.
And this year's conference is focused on the Apostle Paul.
That's correct. Yeah, the way we've titled it, we titled it Paul with a subtitle, The Biography and Theology of Paul.
Nice.
Yeah, so as we've thought about what would be helpful or interesting to kind of a different way to look at Paul, we thought, where are these times in the epistles, these letters Paul's written, as well as in the historical narrative of the church in the book of Acts, where we see biographical details about Paul and his life, and what can we glean from them? How can we imitate Paul, as he tells us to in 1 Corinthians, to imitate him? How can we look at his life, his theology, and where can we glean insights and how to live in the Christian life today?
Yeah, so Friday afternoon about 4:45, you're going to have registration.
That's right.
Yeah. Get over to the church. Desert Springs Church is located on Osuna. What's the address?
Yeah,
705
Osuna Road. If you're familiar with where the Vista del Norte Park is, it's a large park.
Okay.
We love it. My family, I'm speaking now, because balloons land there all the time.
Yeah.
So we're right across from Vista del Norte Park on Osuna Road. You can access it from Osuna Road, or you can turn on that road into the Vista del Norte neighborhood, and we have an entrance there as well.
Well, you're preparing your building right now because you got a little expansion going on, some special construction. I know part of that was to be able to host conferences and have more people in person.
Yeah, that's correct. So building project began in the early months of 2022, and there were a number of things we're trying to accomplish. But one of them was to be able to have a bigger auditorium space, not just for the conference. We as a church have had to move to two gatherings, and we would love to be in one. So by God's grace, we've been able to do this so that after this project's complete, we can always gather in one service together as a church. And moving forward, Claris as a conference won't be, or we hope, it won't be something that space is prohibitive of who can come and how many.
And Alex, don't be mad at me, but you know that's not the way the Lord works. As soon as you get this space built, it'll be too small again.
Oh, sure.
You'll have to have three services.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll have three times as many people, right?
Yeah. So but part of the thought we had too of this was we thought we want to be a church that is continuing to spread the glory of God broader and deeper. Hmm. And we don't want to be a church that's, thinking about just gaining more and more people for ourselves. We want to see churches that love God's word, love preaching, love one another, all over our area. And so we thought, you know what, if we build a space that's bigger, this is always a fail-safe for us to go, okay, wow, we're maxed out, now's time. We should consider starting a sister church to exist. So
there you go. And in just a minute, I'm going to ask you about your speakers. But before we do that, I want our listeners to get to know you a little bit. I mean, you're a discipleship pastor. I've just met you in person today, but I have talked to you on the phone a couple of times. Talk to us about your heart for having people know the Word of God.
Yeah. So I think, my heart there, I think, stems from what we believe the Bible teaches about itself. So when I teach our membership class, I say there's four important words we need to know about God's word, that it's authoritative, so that as the Bible speaks, God is speaking to us, and it's an authoritative voice for us to listen to, that God's word's inerrant, it's without error, it's sufficient, so God's given us all that we need for life and godliness. I said four. I'm drawing a blank on the last one. But those pieces, these words, as we believe God has taught these, has made clear his word speaks this way to us. The more we know God's word, the more we know who God is.
You know, skipping down my list.
Yeah.
After you said that, I mean, the inerrancy of scripture is something we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
On this show, we have a lot of different pastors, a lot of different Christians come on. And of course, we have people that come on that have little differing views. Like we have Pentecostals and, mm-hmm. and we have Baptists and we have non-denominational and we have varieties of all of those, but they all believe Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
They all believe the word of God is exactly as you described it. I want you to tell me how you would react to so many young people today are saying, this is just an ancient wisdom text and it's really not relevant for today.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'd come at that in two directions. I think one, I think it can be a little presumptuous of us to ever think that ancient documents have no value for today, right? There's yes. some detaching ourselves from history in a way that does assume we know better or that we are so different, the problems and answers of historical documents can't speak mm-hmm. in a truthful way today. And that answer, I think, actually speaks to any ancient document. It's acting like philosophical documents aren't helpful. So I think at one level, we would be unwise to think that ancient documents are unable to address or instruct us today. But furthermore, getting to the uniqueness of the Bible, because the Bible is an ancient book, but it's not an ancient book like any other ancient book. I think it does come with these authoritative words of the Lord. It is more trustworthy than any other document we might examine. Mm-hmm. So I think the Bible is a self-authenticating book that is speaking in a way that no other book is. As Hebrews 4:12 would say, it's living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces and divides us, our own hearts. Mm-hmm. And so, I think as we read the Bible, we are not just getting glimpses into stories told long ago or moral lessons. This is God revealing himself to us.
While we're talking with Alex Schroeder, he is the discipleship pastor at Desert Springs Church. We're talking about the Clarus, C-L-A-R-U-S, Theology Conference coming up October 20th through the 22nd. Registration really needs to happen ASAP. It will end no more registration after October 15th. Mm-hmm. We're going to have you back on again on October 2nd to talk about this and remind our listeners one more time. But hey, listeners, let's not be part of the manana state. Let's get registered. And just so I can back up my words, I registered for the conference today.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
And I tell people how to do that.
Yeah, so the easiest way to do it would be go to our website, Clarus, A-B-Q. Clarus is a Latin word, so you may not be unfamiliar with how to spell it. I'll help you.
Yeah.
C-L-A-R-U-S. Like I said, clarusabq.com. There's a number of information. There's tons of stuff on there that'd be helpful to you. But like I said, on there is the best way to register. Registration does have a cost. It's $60 for an individual, which we do think is a fairly affordable conference
for the length
of the time. But if you're a student, so that'd be a high school, college age student, the registration costs only $50. Or if you want to rally a group together, we do a group rate for groups of 10 or more. So if you're in a community group in a church or you want to catalyze a Sunday school class that you're a part of, if you give that group together, that you save yourself $10 on each registration.
I love it. Sounds great. Tell us about your speakers.
Yeah, so we have two great guys joining us. We've said this in some of our communication at times that we've got a professor and a preacher. So Thomas Schreiner is one of our guests. Tom Schreiner has been on staff at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary for over 20 years now. Tom is a prolific writer. Just to speak briefly about that, I have been looking up resources of Tom's, both to recommend at the conference, to give away, things like that. And even in the midst of us planning the conference, Tom wrote another book it's a commentary on the book of Revelation. So not like a book you crank out while you're, walking on a treadmill. This is a heavy hitting, serious book that's hundreds of pages long. And Tom is a prolific writer. He's written on so many different things. He's a godly man. He actually used to be one of my pastors. Mm-hmm. And so he's a friend of mine, as well as others of us at Desert Springs Church. His specialty would be New Testament and biblical theology. And so we just are so excited to have Tom here. He is world class as a scholar. I would defend him as being the most preeminent New Testament scholar alive today. And it's a privilege, we think, not just for our church, but for Albuquerque to have a guy of that caliber getting to come here and talk to us about the Apostle Paul.
Hey, and speak to people that don't necessarily attend Desert Springs Church. You're inviting people, anybody can come.
Yeah, that's right. We at Desert Springs Church really want Albuquerque and the surrounding areas, whole state of New Mexico, to be built up. We want healthy churches throughout the state. And it's not that one conference alone does that, but we want to see more of that happening. We want people knowing about a guy like Tom Schreiner, who's written so many books. And I would imagine many people don't know him by name, because he's not a prolific writer that's writing popular level books. Yet, I think for many people in pastoral ministry, you don't get far into teaching through an epistle on Paul without hearing Tom Schreiner's name. And so I think if you've been influenced by a pastor that loves God's word, I would bet he's reading Tom Schreiner, or at least interacting with people that are reading Tom Schreiner. And he gets to be here addressing us on the Apostle Paul. So that's one of our speakers. The other one is Ramel Williams. Ramel is a senior pastor in Chicago.
There's your preacher.
Yeah, there's our preacher. Yeah. So Professor Tom and Preacher Ramel. And Ramel is a gifted, godly man. So Ramel isn't just a preacher. He also is a preacher that trains preachers. So he works full-time as a senior pastor. He also works with the Simeon Trust. Simeon Trust is an organization that wants to train pastors in how to preach God's word faithfully. And they do workshops all around the United States and internationally where pastors are invited to go. 3 or 4 days of intensive work in God's word, studying and how to prepare a sermon. And Ramel is one of these guys that travels around the country teaching and training pastors.
Yes.
So I've been able to go to 2 of these workshops where Ramel is taught, and it's a delight. His energy, his clarity, he's a wordsmith. I hope that word is understood. He is so clear and passionate and powerful as a preacher. I'm excited because I've got to see him in these little bits in the class teaching me how to preach. I'm excited to hear him just do what he does and sit under him, opening God's word and unpacking it for me and for the rest of us that get to be there at Claris.
So the structure again, I was reading the schedule and I don't have it right in front of me, but it's not a heavy duty schedule like going to kill you or anything. It's going to provide a lot of opportunity to talk to people. And I'm hoping that the speakers are going to be available to talk to as well.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And probably the clearest way we do that is the last thing we do on Saturday is a Q&A panel with those speakers. So we pass out on those early sessions on Friday. When I say early, not early morning, early in the conference timeline, we pass out question cards. So as you're listening or you just have a conundrum you've been wanting to work through about the Apostle Paul, write it down. We'll have a place for you to submit them. And then the last hour or so of the conference is these guys addressing the questions on the mind of those in the audience.
Right.
So we really want there to be not just come hear good sermons, not just worship together, but really be equipped to better handle God's word yourself.
Alex, we've only got 3 minutes left, believe it or not. I told you. It goes like a rocket ship. Tell me how you, are you looking forward to one particular segment?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, I think so. So I said this to our church yesterday, announcing this, that it can be intimidating to hear a theology conference. So many of us don't see ourselves as heavy-hitting academic theologians, right? But we've designed this to be resourceful for regular people. So, yeah, some of the questions I think we're going to navigate are questions like, how should a Christian disagree with another Christian? Considering Peter and Paul's interactions.
Yes.
Where we have firsthand account of a disagreement amongst apostles. How does that instruct us? So I think that's something
that
it's going to happen. We're going to disagree with Christians. So how do we do it in a way that's charitable, gracious, and clear if it needs to be, right? And so I think things like that are going to be a really helpful thing for us. So I'm looking forward to those.
Extra special. Yeah. Alex, tell us one more time the details.
Yeah. So Claris is October 20th through 22nd. You can find out more information for that at clarisabq.com. You can also register there. And if you have any questions—
And that's clarus.com.
Claris ABQ.
Oh, ABQ.
That's right.
My fault. Let's do it one more time. CLARUSABQ.com.
Yeah, just for the other Claris conferences that are floating out there that aren't in Albuquerque. But yeah, if you have any questions about the conference, We have an email address that you can email. You can find it on the website, but it's info@clarisabq.com.
Very good. Looking forward to it. I've already registered, as I told you, and I'm looking forward to it as well. I always, I've been at Calvary Church now for almost 40 years. The church is a little bit more than 40 years old. And I love to go to other conferences, not because I don't actually find conflict very often. What I find is that everything that I thought I knew is reinforced, and I'm just amazed at God's word and how people are fighting to preserve the integrity of the Bible, because so many people want to change it. Let's cut this out, and let's do this, and let's do that, because they don't want to be held accountable to their own lives. That's my view. But Alex, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. Nice to talk to you on the phone. We'll have you back on October 2nd. Go to clarisabq.com for more information. Alex Schroeder, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim.